28th at 3 o'clock. Would that be okay for you? Yes? Good. Now you know how to schedule a meeting. But will you attend? Okay, let's talk about the verb to attend. It's very useful. If I ask you to attend a meeting, then I'm asking you to be at the meeting. But you know you can attend a lot of different things. Like, I have to attend a conference in New York next week. But there's one last issue I'd like to address. By the way, to address an issue means to talk about a certain point. If I say I want to talk about two things, the new office and the sales results, then I want to address two issues. The new office and the sales results. And you? Would you like to address an issue? Okay, let's go over some of those useful phrases again. Here, go over means study again. I'll say a sentence and then you can repeat after me. Here we go. Let's hold a meeting. Now you. Let's hold a meeting. Annual general meeting. Annual general meeting. We need to schedule the meeting. We need to schedule the meeting. I have to attend a conference. I have to attend a conference. I'd like to address an issue. I'd like to address an issue. Well, that wasn't too bad now, was it? I think you're ready to attend the meeting now. You'll hear some members of the Flying Sharks discuss a drop in sales. A drop in sales is a fall in sales, by the way. You'll meet Mary Bennett, the sales director. Her assistant, Steve Marshall, who's not that experienced. Mark Fielding, head of marketing. And the big boss, George Monroe. By the way, you can listen to the conversation as often as you like. And when you're ready, I've got a couple of questions for you. Shh, the meeting's about to start.
Good morning, Steve. We're looking at the sales results for this year, and it seems we have some issues on the East Coast.
Yes, we need to do something about this before August's AGM. We should set up an additional meeting ASAP.
What's the AGM?
AGM stands for Annual General Meeting. It's a meeting we hold every year to discuss the yearly progress. It usually takes place in August.
Oh, okay. Oh, here's George now.
Okay, George. I know your time is precious. Let's get down to brass tacks.
All right, everybody. We'll have to make this quick. I have to be in another meeting in 10 minutes.
Right, George. There's something we need to address. Sales on the East Coast have dropped by 8% over the last 3 quarters.
This isn't good news.
We'd like to hold an extra meeting to address this issue.
I see. Well, I have to attend a conference in New York on April 20th, so this meeting would have to be held towards the end of the month.
So when could we schedule the meeting? Should we aim for the 28th?
Yes, the 28th, or as close to it as possible.
Did you hear that? They want to hold an extra meeting on the 28th. Will you be able to attend? I hope so. But now, why don't you try these questions? Tell me. What do the letters AGM mean? I'm listening. The letters AGM mean Annual General Meeting. And what's George going to do in New York? He's going to attend a conference in New York. Or so he says. So, how did you do? Happy with your result? Let's make it a little more interesting now. You'll hear the conversation again, but this time, I'll stop it and ask you to say something. Don't worry, I'll tell you what to say and when to say it. Oh, here's Mary now.
There's something we need to address. Sales on the East